Democrat John Kerry is also back out campaigning today. And indeed, Kerry and his aides did have their own spin on the jobs report. They say the Bush administration has broken its promise to grow the economy. NPR's Scott Horsley is with the Kerry campaign.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
On the morning after the Republican convention, John Kerry held a gathering of his own on the modest front lawn of Mark Bickle in Newark, Ohio. Bickle is looking for work, having lost jobs at an industrial supply company and a mail order firm. Kerry says anyone who's looking for a job should have to explain what they've done in the past.
The president wants you to reelect him. For what? Losing jobs? Building the biggest deficit in American history? Getting us into a war that you've spent $200 billion on when he told you it would cost you $1 billion?
Kerry suggests there's a disconnect between the picture painted at the GOP convention this week and the struggles faced by many real Americans. He heard from Karen Coakley, one of 800 workers at Ohio's famous Longaberger Basket Company, who learned 2 weeks ago they're being laid off. Coakley's last day of work is next Thursday.
I enjoy working in a factory. I like working with my hands.
Yeah.
I've done many, many jobs over, through my life.
And of course, it's harder now in Ohio and elsewhere to find a factory job because we're losing a lot of those factory
jobs.
Exactly.
And my husband works in a factory, and I can guarantee you, in the winter, they work for the automakers, and he's going to have a layoff for 2 months.
Kerry and his supporters point to today's mixed employment report as evidence of a failed economic policy under President Bush. They say the 144,000 jobs added in August are not enough to keep pace with a growing population, let alone erase the job losses over the last 4 years. The Bush campaign has emphasized that the jobless rate fell last month by a tenth of a percentage point. Kerry is also dogging President Bush with television ads aimed at the very communities the president is campaigning in this weekend, such as Scranton, Pennsylvania, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Cleveland, Ohio. The ads accuse the president of breaking promises to grow the economy and to help families without health insurance, themes Kerry echoed in his personal appearances today.
It's a pretty straight choice. If you like the way things are going today, if you like the fact that you're struggling, you can't have the health care, people aren't fighting for you, and your tax burden's gone up, then I welcome you. Please go vote for George Bush, and you'll get more of it. But if you want a change of direction in this country that fights the American people, we got to go out and fight these next 60 days.
Ohio is the scene of one of the fiercest fights. President Bush has visited the state more than 20 times. Kerry is now up to 19. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Newark, Ohio.